I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Yeah. What's going down, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Nerd New York here at YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generations. We are live right now, but if you're listening to the podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? You probably on the train right now, going home or going to work, or you're probably in your office right now and you're tuning in, and I appreciate that, man. I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin. With me, always, is my co-host, Daniel Ashley.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's the African-American Dragon here, back.
So, Steve has to go to the dentist, and for those of you who do not know about Bastion is Haitian. And that what that means, ladies and gentlemen, Haitians have a reputation of being late, okay? So, he'll be coming in shortly.
Why are we playing on stereotypes, though?
Because sometimes they true.
That's just wrong.
Sometimes they true. But anyways, man, since Sebastian isn't here right now, we can talk about Guardians of the Galaxy, man. We saw that.
Yes, we did. And it's awesome.
You know, I always say, you know, I start my summer in May, like the first week of May, because that's when the summer blockbuster movies come out.
Yes.
And we started off again with Marvel, Guardians of the Galaxy, V2. Solid movie, Daniel. Please give us your take on Guardians of the Galaxy, V2.
Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy, V2. Spoiler, since we two actually have
spoiler
seen.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, this is a good movie. It felt like a natural progression, but for some reason, it kind of felt like a really good fan fiction of what the Guardians would be like, because it really felt like they didn't grow. And I'm like, they shouldn't have, but
a little bit.
Because like, it's only like 4 months after their first adventure together.
Was it?
V2 takes place like 4 months after.
Okay. This makes sense. One thing I very much enjoyed, of course, is the characters.
Okay? Yes.
You love them. Okay. Baby Groot's adorable.
Baby Groot's adorable. And old and new, like, because the new characters are cool, too.
Yes. The new characters are dope. One of the characters I enjoyed was Taserface.
Like, that is a stupid name.
Yeah.
Like, Rocket actually was the best part of this movie for me.
Yeah.
Just because, like, him cutting jokes. And, like, you're making fun of a guy named Taserface, but you follow a guy named Star-Lord.
That is very true. But I will say this, though. One thing I do enjoy, really, was learning more about Yondu.
Oh, Yondu and Nanta. Oh, man. Oh, do you know who they... Sly Stallone was playing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know who he was playing? Like, because at the end of the movie, at the end credits, that whole team, that's basically most of the original Guardians team.
Yeah, I know. So joining us here is the late Haitian himself, Mr.
Wow.
Mr. Bastionista. How are you, man?
Not bad. You guys talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
I'm going to see you later tonight.
Okay.
So,
well, I will say this. Everyone enjoys it. Will you enjoy it? I don't know.
You don't think so?
Because I'm basing it off of the Bastion curve here, and you didn't really care for Guardians, so I don't think.
But I watched it again because it was on Netflix. I found it on the Canadian VPN Netflix, and it was okay. You know,
exactly.
I didn't hate it as much. It's just
because it
didn't please me.
It's funny, and it's supposed. It's one of you. I love the fact
it's entertaining.
Yes,
I never found it funny. I found it entertaining.
It's entertaining because, like,
it's definitely.
I love the fact that Marvel has found a way to get Jack Kirby visuals on screen to work. Like, it's colorful. It's
visual-wise, nice. It's fine. I'm a big fan of Chris Pratt. I think I said that many times.
Absolutely.
So seeing him in the big role that he's doing right now, I think, you know,
yeah, okay. So
watching it from Parks and Recreation, it's time to change.
You know, this movie does have some downsides, in my opinion. There's certain things that I don't like. First off, not, of course, you know, it's a very funny movie, but, you know, some of the jokes don't hit with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it suffers from Marvel Movie 101, which is the villain.
No, the villain's actually pretty good to me.
I'm talking about the villains that's leading up to the next one.
The
Sovereign.
Yes.
I can't stand them. But I'll say
you're not supposed to stand them. They're eugenic freaks.
But no, I'll say this about the villain, okay? I saw it coming. Yes. Off top.
Yeah.
I saw it coming.
We all saw it coming.
That's what I was just like.
Is it bad because it's predictable? Without spoiling
it. No, for me, it's predictable.
No, it wasn't.
It's predictable as
even though it was
F.
Even though it was predictable, I kind of enjoyed it. It's like, because, like, the villain was charming. The main villain was charming.
Oh, the villain is Kurt Russell, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Ego, the Living Planet.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah, what would you rate it?
I gave the first Guardians an 8. I gave this one a 7.
Okay.
I gave the first Guardians a 9 when I first came out, and I killed that movie. But I give this one an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
But it's not better than the first.
You're so generous with your rating, sir.
I'm sorry, but let me tell you something. This movie is actually pretty. Like most of the nerdy stuff you get, like the nerd stuff. For me, a Marvel, like a main Marvel guy. The nerdy stuff in here is rewarding. Like seeing the Stan Lee cameo.
It was cool, but then I'm not gonna try and ruin it, but. I was mad at the ending. Okay. I was expecting something epic. I didn't get anything epic. That's okay. All I'm going to say.
Like, why were you expecting something epic from a Guardian movie?
I don't care. It's still an MCU. Yeah, so
Guardians movies live to undercut.
What are you talking about? The end credit scene?
Yes.
Well, the end credit, it turns to a different movie. It's not the movie. It's now just the main.
Just a bunch of people.
Previews for the next film or not films to come.
But I'm saying this because at the ending, there's like. There's like four clips they give you. They give you like four.
Is it five. Too much?
Okay, five.
Is it helpful or
no? It doesn't.
No, it's just fun stuff. But there's one clip that gives you an insight on the next Guardians.
Uh-huh.
But I expected, you know, something at the end. You know, something at the end is always something epic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something epic, and I didn't get that. That's all.
I felt like the. Should we tell him the end credit scene like?
No, I'll wait.
Yeah, just wait.
It's going to be like 1 a.m. by the time I'm watching a movie around like 11:45.
Okay.
Ugh, long night. But I finished all my projects. So
good for you, man. You enjoy that celebration. You need that.
Yeah, treat myself.
Okay, so, you know, enjoy Guardians of the Galaxy. Hope you do.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, the Star Wars trailer's dope. I saw the Star Wars trailer now.
In theater.
In theater, like it's supposed to be.
Did we talk about the trailer?
Yeah, they all talked about it. I just closed my my ears and shut my eyes and said la 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 la.
Well, there was a whole comparison. It's the same thing as the first teaser trailer, which I thought was interesting and cool.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Beat for beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely right. Actually,
which kind of sucks because at the same time we know like this didn't even show the rest of the film. This probably just showed the first scene.
That's
what we got.
That's why it's called a teaser trailer.
So
it's doing its job.
Yeah. So shout out to Star Wars for doing something slightly different.
Yeah.
Where we all know that this movie starts where the last movie ended.
And they know real darn well that you can't pull what you pulled in Episode 7. Okay. We want a new storyline. All right. We want some originality here. You can't take from all three movies. All right.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
This only thing that...
That first time was proving you could do it.
Yes.
That now you have to get legs. You have to get legs and go.
Well, I'm not going to say anything. Spoilers. Okay. But I was spoiled by a few pictures online. I don't know how. I think it's my Google app.
Mm.
Because it shows you news clips. And I guess because I Googled Star Wars so many times.
I have
times,
that too.
So I deleted this, like, make sure. And I accidentally clicked while trying to swipe out. Clicked it. Saw a picture. I was like, all right.
Okay.
This looks... interesting.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this. Don't piss us off, and like let's dead that.
The only thing I saw was the Kylo Ren. You know he has a scar.
Yeah,
the last battle scene. It's okay. It's like reminiscent of like Anakin.
Right.
So I think that's what they're trying to go for with long hair. So we get like Kylo, Anakin, in this one.
Skywalker.
Wait.
Yeah.
Or Solo.
You think we're gonna get Anakin in reverse with Kylo?
Him being good and not dying in the end, or what?
Yeah. Like. Anakin was good and turned evil. Mm-hmm. Are we going to get Kyle being evil and turning good again?
From the help of
the Force, I think so.
And Luke and Finn and Rey.
Yeah, but I think like any any show, movie, anime kind of suffers from that. It's like you have a main character. I give you an example: Avatar: Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Zuko.
Right.
Absolutely. We hated Zuko. We know Zuko and his people did a lot of damage throughout season one and half of season two. Mm-hmm. But later on, you know, they became good guys. So do we like say, oh, do we forgive you for all the things that you've done?
Right.
You know, I wonder if they're gonna fixate around that. It's like, I don't know.
Only
time that's my thing about it. That's why I don't want him to be a good guy. I'd rather him just like
he
dies, just die a hero. Like Darth Vader. If Darth Vader didn't die, which was the original script for episode 6, he would just, like, you know, rule the galaxy with his son, or, like, just cut back and stay behind the scene. He was always a behind the scene guy anyway, but Kylo's, he's out there, he's in the front line.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a new new season of a Netflix show that's out. Sebastian and I, we are hyped for this, man, because Masters of None is hyped? Back. I am so hyped.
I finished the first 5 episodes.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, but dude. I woke up and I saw your message. I was like, oh, it's today? Lit. Saw the first episode in bed.
Okay.
Then, cool. You know, finish my essay, finish writing, get proofread it. Then, like, let me watch this one episode.
And then it turned into 5.
Yeah,
Okay, hold on. Spoiler alert. Bastion.
Yeah.
How's season 2 so far?
Well, all right. I'm just going to compare it to the first 5 episodes. Okay. That's what I saw.
Can I say this first?
Yeah.
Give them like, a brief rundown of season 1 and mm-hmm. now, and then talk about season 2.
All right. So, season 1, main character Dev, played by Aziz Ansari. He's, we could say the millennial perspective. You know, he's 30, going around. He has a group of great friends, very diverse. He's an actor, trying to land different parts and different scenes. He lives in New York, so there's everything going well for him, I guess. Then halfway through the season 1, he gets a girlfriend, and I think that's the downfall of the show. I think you said that before.
Yeah.
I agree. I tried to rewatch the show after I saw the season 2 trailer. It's like, you know what? This episode kind of sucks because Rachel's here, you know?
Yeah.
So I think they went to, like, somewhere for the whole weekend.
They went to Nashville.
Yeah. It's like, the jokes are great, but it's like, I just don't care for Rachel.
Exactly.
By the end of it, it's mm-hmm. like, ugh. But this time around, you know, we have Aziz. It starts in Italy. And, you know, from there, then he goes back to New York. So the rest of the show is in New York. But I enjoyed the Italian scenes. And mm-hmm. I enjoy his transition back into New York. It's chill.
Did he ever, like, become this Italian chef?
Yeah, in the first episode, it's just him finishing up his apprenticeship with the pasta, because he had to do that for a couple months.
For Daniel, Dev's character Aziz, he loves pasta. Sweet. Loves it.
So he decides to become a chef off the flim because he needed to do something new in his life, which I think helped him, in my opinion, as a character, because you do see a slight change. He's still funny, he's still daring, but
I want to say thank you to Rachel, man, because if it wasn't for you doing what you did, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't have been a chef now, but go on.
Yeah, so, you know, it comes back, goes back into normal Dev. Okay. One thing I'll say is they introduce, okay, Aziz Ansari has a book called Love Romance.
Okay.
We're talking about digital age of love and how difficult it is to date.
Right.
So I think they finally implicate some of his stuff from the book. Because I did read half the book. My friend had it. I checked it out, gave it back to him.
Okay.
And they do go over dating through social media, like the apps and stuff. Like, so that's okay, something Cupid? They didn't, yeah, like that. But I'm surprised they didn't talk about that in season 1, but now they have that to go over in season 2. So it was fun.
Wow. I'm kind of scared now that he's back in New York, because I'm just thinking, like, what if they do it? What if Rachel just pops up out of nowhere?
Well, that's the best part about the show. They introduce so many new characters that, you know, like, they can't just fall back on. They have new characters that, mm-hmm. like, might be good eye candy for Dev. Yeah. So it's like, it makes you forget about Rachel because there's better candy out there.
Yeah.
But you know, some of the diehard fans are like, oh, but what about Dev and Rachel?
Well, it's season 1. It's like, I would say, oh, what about Dev and Rachel if they're 3 seasons together?
Right.
You know, but like,
it was just only 1 season.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So, Masters of None, it's out now on Netflix. I'm going to try not to binge it. Sebastian's already halfway done.
I'm
going to
finish it by tomorrow.
I know you are.
Oh, no, I won't, because I'm going to see the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But if I didn't see the movie, I would finish it tonight.
So, I can't wait. It's going to be dope.
Sweet.
So, last week here at Nerd New York, we had a nice discussion discussing how can DC save its cinematic universe. And I said at the end of the show that, you know, tune in for next week, which is today, where we discuss how Marvel can change their comic book universe. Because, attention Marvel, your comic book universe sucks. And you know what? It pains me to say this, because the Secret Wars saga was dope. Like, it was fire.
Secret Wars? Yeah, that was too dope.
But then you had to do that stupid Civil War 2.
Okay.
Marvel didn't make any sense.
Needs to stop doing events. Okay, I know you guys say you're not doing any events for at least 11 months after Secret Empire, but you need to stop. You need to stop and need to chill. If you're going to do an event, build up to it.
Yeah.
Like this one has. Like Secret Empire is also... Secret Empire has been built up for, what, a year and a half? Like, if you want to count when they first mentioned the Kobik Project.
Yeah,
like,
you can mention that too.
Like
that,
that's like, what, 6 years in the making? 6-7 years in the making. This has been in the place, but it is coming down as a decent storyline, but like me still having problems with Captain America being a Nazi.
Mm. I still think that's dope.
Is it a problem? Because the way they introduced it, or
no, it's just like
problematic.
It's kind of problematic. Captain America a Nazi. That's really
far-fetched.
Yeah, it's far-fetched.
But that's what makes it fun.
Yeah,
exactly.
But,
that's what I was saying to Daniel earlier.
But it's like something about that feels wrong.
But it's just certain writing that they've done, especially in Civil War II,
But they're canceling.
Miles Morales making, well, Miles Morales killing Captain America makes sense
there,
again.
There we go.
That was terrible. It was that all was hype.
Terrible.
And we got a bad chapter of Spider-Man issue 14.
Yeah,
was it?
Like,
it was
yes.
Like, it wasn't even
thing,
there.
The whole thing with events is like, every time there's events like that's forced in. They keep every time you force an event, you have to, and it's Brian Michael Bendis's fault. Also, get him off. Stop writing books. Brian Michael Bendis has this thing like, forget canon. I'm just gonna do what I want.
Whatever I want, exactly.
And then everyone and just hopes people pick up after him.
Are there people that like him?
Like,
I never read anything good, like a review about Bendis, since my little brother introduced me to
Bendis. Bendis is weird because he's okay, but he doesn't.
He's not Charles Soule.
But the thing is, Bendis is okay, but he doesn't. He gets bored. He gets really bored with his stories, and then you can see it. Like I'll bring up this Guardian of the Galaxy run.
I know what Daniel's trying to say. It's basically he's trying to say that you know that like he's tired of writing it and he just wants the story to end.
Yeah.
And that's his problem.
I'll bring up his Guardians of the Galaxy run.
Go on.
That Guardians of the Galaxy, his Guardians of the Galaxy run is it was pretty good, but like the whole thing is it was just the Guardians doing stuff. There's like no big
there's no premise to this. It's just them literally just doing
stuff.
Is it
the Guardians of the Galaxy with Kitty Pryde?
Yes, Guardians of the Galaxy with Kitty Pryde, Ben Grimm.
Yep.
Rocket Raccoon, Groot.
That's a squad. Gamora. That's a good team.
That is a good squad. And it's like the characters are nice, but I feel like he's hoping the characters will carry that book more than they do.
Well,
but you need
Fantastic Four is dead.
Yeah, you need a big storyline with them. You need something it's all leading up to. Mm. Like, and it just sort of. And the thing is, the Guardians of the Galaxy get stranded on Earth after Civil War II.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they broke up for a little bit and they're just going around and then all of a sudden Thanos just comes to Earth and then just tries to council's trying to take over Earth because Earth has caused so many problems in the Marvel Universe. Mm. And like, they keep trying to destroy it or take it over. But they can't do it. So they send Thanos in, and then they're gonna you know what? Let's destroy Thanos and let's just destroy Earth with Thanos on it.
Mm.
Gets rid of two problems, and one of the leaders actually get killed. The Brood Queen, she gets killed by Angela, and the story just ends. Like she gets killed by Angela, the invading force leaves, and Thanos is left alone just fighting the rest of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, so basically Venom, Groot, Angela, Gamora, Drax, all the guys. Mm-hmm. And Captain Marvel and all of that.
I also want to point out this idiot from Marvel. He's the VP of Marvel Sales, too.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Yeah, David Gabriel. Brian, can we please have some L music for this, please?
Interesting.
Yes, David Gabriel, you suck.
please.
Yeah, give him some time. Give him some time.
Okay, David Gabriel. You idiot.
Who is he?
David Gabriel, for all of you who do not know, he is the Marvel. He's from Marvel. He's the VP of sales, okay? Vice president of sales, okay? And, you know, it's no secret that the Marvel comic books have been having a decrease in fans actually buying them.
Shouts to DC killing them.
And you know what he said was the reason? He says he blames women and diversity in the comic books for the reason that they have been sinking.
Wow, that's a problematic statement. But
that is racist.
It's interesting he'll say that. Because one thing I was going to say for Marvel, why it's kind of failing, is because, one, they're adding diversity to it, but they're adding it in such a terrible way.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the diversity for me. It's the crappy writing.
Yeah.
It's not even that. Like, sometimes, like, I think I'm going to take some things that someone else told me. Every person deserves their own superhero. Every person deserves a person. They look at a book and they, that's me. That's who I identify with.
Yeah. You can't identify with Miles Morales because he's, I don't know, unrelatable. Doesn't really have a character.
Right.
I stopped reading his comic because nothing is going on with him personally.
He's just,
I have no idea who he is.
Yeah.
He made more sense in the original comics, but now, yeah, like after the whole universe put together, it's like, this doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
I think Ms. Marvel's great, but I think they're trying to cancel her stuff.
Oh, like, no, really? Do not cancel G. Willow Wilson. You are good. No.
They're on the list of might get canceled.
Jeez.
Her and Moon Girl, who are my favorites. Mm-hmm. Like, Moon Girl is one of my favorite new characters. Her and Devil Dinosaur. But...
And I just feel like that was the most problematic statement you can ever say because...
Why? Is it because women are attacking Marvel or women like really buying the comics? Like,
do you want to hear the exact quote?
Yeah.
Okay. And I quote, "What we heard was that people didn't want any more diversity. They didn't want female characters out there. That's what we heard. Whether we believe that or not, I don't know that's really true, but that's what we saw in sales. We saw the sales of any character that was diverse, any character that was new, our female characters, anything that was not a core Marvel character, people were turning their nose up against. That was difficult for us because we had a lot of fresh, new, exciting ideas that we were trying to get out, and nothing new really worked."
Okay. What he's saying isn't wrong, but for him to blatantly say women and diversity. He said he's blaming women diversity women diversity in the comic book universe.
Women diversity in the comic book
universe.
See, the whole thing is, I think this is wrong.
Word, because female Thor was dope.
Yes.
Okay.
They don't have it anymore?
No, they still do it.
She's still
okay.
going. She's
I
still
I stopped reading Avengers. All
she's
new,
still going.
All new different Avengers.
Yeah, those were. That's
she's not dead yet?
No,
she ain't dead.
I thought she had cancer. Well,
yeah, she does. But
she's not
as long
dead
as she's
yet.
Thor, she does. It can't kill her.
Well, can't have Natalie Portman playing her.
And you can see why this is, you know, problematic for us because, you know, we couple black people. Okay, yeah.
We look.
There's not a lot of black comic characters.
Exactly. But now, you know, we starting to get some, you know what I'm saying, Black Panthers out there.
Ironheart,
you know what I'm saying?
Which everybody's hating right now because the writing is bad. So
there we go.
Like you can't
blame the This is what y'all need to do, Marvel. From Nerd New York to you guys. Cut the writers, dude. Stop. Just stop, man.
Just get
hire fresh.
If you want black blood. If you get black people to write black books.
Hey, like Ta-Nehisi Coates, I necessarily don't agree with it, but I see where you're going with it. I just want some good writing.
Yeah, Ta-Nehisi Coates,
he killing it right now. He's still killing it. Ta-Nehisi Coates.
You know, the other part is Marvel still ranks at the top in book sales.
Marvel?
Yeah, they still rank at the top.
For what, paperback or individual comics? Because if you look at the list, like every week, top 10, top 12 is always
it's
DC.
It's just DC now because Marvel's sucking.
No, for the past year.
Mostly it's because of Marvel has higher prices. Also, cut your prices down, Marvel.
I agree with that. The bi-weekly comics are like $3,
while
everything else is $4.
And don't forget to remember, sometimes they have their variant covers too, so that's extra.
No, I don't mind variant. Variant is like buying a luxury car. It's like, you don't have to get this one. We have the plain one cheaper, but nah, I want this one. I want the most expensive one.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that's still a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Variants.
Shouts out to the hip hop Variants, though. I do rock with y'all for that, Marvel.
Those are fun.
Dope. Those were so dope. Mm-hmm. Continue to do those.
I'm sorry, those didn't sell as well as I thought it would, because I kept going to my comic book shop when it was still open.
Yeah,
and the same ones were still on the walls. Like, these are really good
arts.
Like the Miseducation of
yeah,
Khan, Kamala Khan. That was like perfect.
Yeah,
it matches perfectly.
I enjoyed the Spider-Man Daredevil paid in full.
I got that one.
Eric B and Rakim. Shouts out to that. But we got a couple more minutes. We have 4 minutes left here at Nerd New York. I don't have much to talk about, really, with these last 4 minutes. What's going on with y'all in the nerd world, man? What y'all doing?
Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got renewed for another season 5.
Oh,
which
Lord.
Season four was actually pretty dope. Okay. We had Ghost Rider. Mm-hmm. We had all the arcs.
Ghost Rider never went human, right? I think that was a joke, or he did?
Ghost? What did you say?
Like, he never turned to the human? Like, he's always, like, human or Ghost Rider? Or
He's both. He's had you do have what's it called? What's the new Robbie Reyes?
Mm.
Robbie Reyes, that's the Ghost Rider.
Nicolas Cage.
No. Yeah, I remember that.
I just want to reminisce for a second.
Dang, those things were bad.
Yeah. Robbie Reyes was a good character. They had him, he went I don't think I could say where he went to, but then they had this what's it called? What are they called? Dang it, I forgot them. I forgot the one name of it.
It's okay. But
those stupid robots that take over the people's that choose to be people. Yeah, androids. Not androids. Just there was a LMDs, life model decoys.
Okay.
They choose to be people, and then they just one went straight up Ultron and just tried to.
Rule the world.
Not rule the world. She just wanted to get a real body.
Oh. Mm.
And then now she got the real body, but she's got an inhuman body with she's super powerful. She has healing powers. She can what's it called? Teleport, and she is pissed.
Interesting. Well, for the DC world.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this because I saw it on Twitter. Said on your Twitter, get rid of all the DC shows.
No, all CW11 shows.
Yeah, CW11
shows. Except for Riverdale, because I enjoyed the season finale.
What's wrong with the CW DC shows?
First of all, the writing is repetitive. So yes. One season, okay, the first season will always be different from the rest of the show for some reason. But for Flash, first season was great. You know, we had Reverse Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had what's the second Flash? I forgot. Professor Zoom or something? No, Professor Zoom, then Reverse Flash.
Then Zoom. Then Savitar.
See, you're playing the same villain 3 times. You can't be doing that. Savitar is the worst. Spoiler alert, it's Future Barry. This show sucks. I don't care. This show sucks. I've been saying it's Future Barry since like this.
Like,
second season?
No, since I saw him trying to kill his girl. What's his name?
Iris.
It's like, all right, this is probably
Future Barry.
Future Barry.
I knew this was going to be Future Barry.
I don't like the show. Guardians of the Galaxy. Not Guardians of the Galaxy, my fault.
Wow.
It's the fake Guardians of the Galaxy. It's Legends.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Which is a trash show because it's inconsistent. Like, you can't not mess up time every episode and expect us to believe the future is fine. Like no.
And then
you're doing too
and
much.
Then Future Barry goes into the show. Like, here's the thing about time travel. The more you do it, the more the rules don't apply. That's messed up.
No, because you did it once. You did it twice in season 2, and you had a time remnant trying to kill you. So are you telling me that the rules are different? It's like, what's going on? So Legends of Tomorrow is getting season 3, but I don't like the show. Flash is getting season 4, but I don't like
you
the show.
You saw it
coming. They need more Wally West, or they should just do what Arrow did. I don't hate the new season Arrow because they redid the show.
Hmm.
Got Ollie's the mayor, terrible mayor, but they had new characters to work with Ollie, and that's perfectly fine.
And we're going to have to wait till Black Lightning comes out.
Black Lightning. Yeah, I can wait for that.
Riverdale is really good?
Riverdale, like, I like schlock like that. I like stupid nonsense. Mm-hmm. Because I enjoyed Vampire Diaries until it just got too much for me to kind of consume. But, yeah, I enjoy Riverdale. Nothing too stupid.
Shout out to my boy Cole Sprouse.
Cole Sprouse.
Word, man. That's Cody.
He was cool. I'm hoping for the rumors to be true, like season two or season three, we're going to get Sabrina, the teenage witch.
No.
Done.
Yeah.
I'd be hyped to see
so that. So it's like, oh, okay, so you could do whatever you want. Because she could do, like, reality-changing powers. Like, there's some comics that was on the internet that I read that she just flipped everybody's, like, roles or something.
You know what?
So they could do so much more if they add Sabrina.
You know what? When it comes on Netflix, which it will.
It's on Netflix, but
I'm going to watch it.
It's on Netflix already.
Oh, really?
It's a Netflix original in every other country that's not United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. That's how I watched it this morning because I missed it last night. Because, you know,
you got to show me how to do that.
I saw Houston lose badly.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But that's a different show.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for Nerd New York. We're going to see you guys next week. Sebastian is not going to be here, but we'll still see you next week, yep. Okay? Tune in to Black Seinfeld coming up right now.
Whoop, whoop.
Peace.
Peace.